So I'm seeing this thing where teams celebrate getting cited by ChatGPT or Perplexity like it's a win. And this piece is basically like, congratulations, you got a receipt.
Right. Which, I mean, we've watched this movie before. Same energy as when people chased featured snippets like they were the whole game.
Exactly. The article's whole argument is the citation is just the visible part. The actual system is deciding way earlier whether you're even in the running. Anyway, my week's been a thing. Flew back from Seattle yesterday, and I am still on whatever time zone makes you want a nap at 4 p.m. How's DC treating you?
Humid and early. My AC is making a noise I choose to ignore until it becomes someone else's problem. But yeah, this topic. The article frames it as two games, right?
Parametric weight and retrieval survival. I think about it like, game one is whether the model even knows you exist as a distinct thing. Game two is whether your content survives the pipeline to prove it.
Right, right. The parametric weight thing is actually the clearer half. Your brand is basically a point in embedding space. If your signals are messy or thin, that point is fuzzy. The LLM is less confident you should be pulled into context.
And that takes months or years to build. Not a campaign. Not a sprint.
Exactly. Which is where I think the article is strongest and where a lot of marketing teams are going to hate it. Because you can't A/B test your way to a coherent vector. It is just do consistent stuff for a long time.
Okay, but then game two. The retrieval pipeline. The article drops all these numbers. Perplexity retrieves and embeds. Google does 8 to 12 parallel subqueries. ChatGPT disqualifies 83% of URLs. Cody, how much of that is solid?
The mechanics are directionally right. Query fan out is a real technique, but some of those percentages feel very precise for something no one outside Google actually knows. 83%? That is suspiciously specific. I mean, the pattern is real. Lots of candidates, aggressive filtering, synthesis at the end. But treat the exact numbers as illustrative, not scripture.
Fair. The part that did land for me was the quality threshold. Sites below 0.4 on a 0 to 1 scale don't even get retrieved. That feels like an actual gate.
Yeah, that one is useful. It maps to real retrieval systems. If your site quality signals are weak, you are not in the candidate set. Full stop. Optimization does not matter if you do not make it to the starting line.
So here's my product question. Does this actually change what teams do? Or is this just make good content and be patient with more jargon?
A little of both. I think the jargon matters because it gives teams a model. But you're right that the action items are not revolutionary. Consistent messaging, cross-source presence, specific, data-rich content that models can't generate on their own.
The high entropy versus low entropy thing. Generic stuff gets skipped because the LLM can just make it up. Specific hard to reproduce content gets cited.
Right. Build the thing that causes citations, not the thing that imitates them. That is a genuinely good line.
I want to put that on a poster and annoy people with it. But also, only 6 to 27% of frequently mentioned brands are top cited sources. That stat. That feels important for how we think about visibility.
It is. Models can know you, recommend you, integrate you into an answer, without ever giving you a citation. Which means if you are only measuring citations, you are missing most of the story.
Okay. So if I'm a PM, I'm not asking my team to optimize for citations. I'm asking them to build specific, authoritative, hard-to-copy content, and accept that the payoff is slow and invisible.
And I'm asking my team to not trust dashboards that make it look like a single campaign moved the needle. Because the needle is a coordinate in a high-dimensional space that updates on a timescale of quarters.
That is such an exploring next take, Cody.
We have done 456 of these. I am allowed one pretentious metaphor per episode.
This is 457, actually. And honestly, that line about building the thing that causes citations, I think that's the whole episode. Let's just end there before you do another one.